What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Tokyo. Hello, James. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Rivero, or yes, as you are known in Peter from Los Angeles' neighborhood, Gringo. Good morning to you, Claire, and all of your MAGA terrorists and election denier listeners from all around the world. Good morning.
All of us deplorables.
I'm a little angry at you, Mike. You know, I figured with your experience in teaching racism, mathematics, that you would have the common decency to go out and volunteer your time in Arizona teaching the vote counters how to utilize integers.
Well, what we did, we called Sesame Street, and they're sending the count to Arizona to help them out.
And also, I'm a little angry at you over the... You're really hard on the tranny agenda,
what is it,
Mike,
this time?
You're tough on the tranny agenda. I mean, would you believe in grooming those young minds to be trannies that they're giving these kids opportunities for good careers in tranny porn, or they could reach the highest echelons of government in the Biden administration with no experience?
Well, that kind of that first part really worries me. I mean, the sexualization of children, and there was an article we put on the website. I didn't mention it on the radio show, where this teacher was out there saying, well, porn can be healthy for children. And it's like somebody somewhere wants to turn the entire United States into Las Vegas.
It's terrible. But, you know, I personally believe, Mike, that there are three sexes. There's male, female, and the deranged. And that there are three sexual proclivities. There's straight, gay, and those who won't admit they're gay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael.
Well, obviously, in the current climate, it's a lot easier to admit that you're gay. I mean, not like in times past where it was a terrible curse to have to live with, you know, in a society that was that intolerant.
Hey, Mike, I was reading, like, Zelensky. Now he's thinking that he wants peace. Maybe I think he's a little bit apprehensive now of continuing because his money laundering FTX scam disappeared between him and the Democrats, and maybe, you know, he's going to be a little tight on dough, or perhaps that he lost all his money in FTX by investing.
Well, I know he had a lot of money before FTX, but if he invested it all, that would be a major problem for him.
I know, Mike, I've lost hope in America. I mean, when they elected that inbred in Virginia, but I don't know. I guess there's no difference between a president with dementia and a retarded senator. But I'm losing faith. I mean, Mike, you know what a Democrat Senate means, don't you?
Yeah.
It means that every day for the next 2 years, you're going to have Tom from Florida calling and whining about immigration.
True.
And the open borders nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Hey, Biden says China is not going to invade Taiwan. I spoke to Xi, and he said he's not going to do it. I don't know. Maybe it's either that or I guess he... The tapes of a hunter with a 6 and 7 year old sweet and sour girls, those tapes aren't going to be released anymore now.
Yeah, I guess not.
Economy is very interesting, you know, what's going to happen. But, you know, going back to Ukraine, I don't think there's much of a choice because pretty soon I think his citizens, number one, are going to start to freeze. And if you have only 3 million left, let's say half of the population in Kiev left,
yeah,
and these people start going out to neighboring countries, they're going to collapse these countries. They're all broke, you know, now, and with inflation and energy costs. And it's just going to destroy the neighboring countries, and it's, you know,
yeah,
going to destroy Europe.
It's already having negative effects. You know, the energy grid is strained already. Prices are going through the roof.
Yeah. And, you know, plus, you know, they are, you know, they're losing the war. I mean, there's no real hope for them. So, I mean, they surrender now, maybe they could at least, you know, have a port, you know, with Odessa rather than being a landlocked, you know, country and no opportunity for trade. But I don't think that Putin is going to, you know, accept Zelensky. I mean, he's trying to talk big, like, oh, I'm not going to give up any territory to the Russians, and I want them to return it. I mean, he's talking a little big right now, but I don't think Putin can trust
him.
Well,
you know, his opening position for negotiations is going to be to push for everything for his side, and then if the negotiations do become serious, then Zelensky's got some things that he can, you know, sacrifice in the name of compromise.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I haven't called in for a while. I just wanted to hear your voice, see how you're doing. Looks like, you know, your eyes are probably good.
Oh, they're
great. I'm happy
great.
About that.
They're
great.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
All right, man. So you have a good day, okay?
All right, later. I will. Thank you very much here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. About the voting machines, I was watching RT, and one of the guests said that the Help America Vote Act of 2002 basically had a lot to do with this, because he was saying it allowed private corporations owned by banks to own a lot of these districts, you know, had to set up new vote counting machines.
Yeah,
and they're privately owned, they're privately ran. And it basically is like your plan on voting integrity. It kind of made that illegal as far as like physical hole punch type ballots, you know, the hanging Chad thing.
Yeah, but the dangling Chads, yep.
Yeah, but those were actually pretty successful for like 100 years. So, you know, if you have a private company running the Scantron machine counting the votes, you know, that should be illegal, I think, you know, as far as...
Well, you know, I would agree with you. You know, the reason the TV networks always have the up-to-the-second numbers is they all go through the same company, which is privately owned. It's known as Voters News Service, although they change their name every once in a while to stay out of the limelight. But it's owned by the major networks and a couple of major newspapers, and you know they run the election. And there's actually no civilian or even governmental oversight. It's, you know, whatever VNS says is the winner is the winner.
I know my pillow guy. I forgot his name, but he's always talking
about Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Sparkomatic or something, or a lot of these private companies. I mean, they could easily just have NASA design a computer system to count the machines legitimately, you know, ran bipartisan committee to design a machine to count the stuff. And
well, the problem is that the people in power got into power by crooked elections. They're not going to want the election system reformed.
Yeah. Well, and it's important to note that was passed by George Bush, you know, Mr. Globalist. So I don't kind of agree with this whole, you know, the Democrats, we got to stop the Democrats. It's more of an insider versus outsider thing. That's my main point. I think the Republicans legitimately lost, most of them. But, you know, if people don't want to...
We don't know. We absolutely cannot know.
You know, we can't run into this thing where if Republicans win, it's a legitimate election. But if they lose, it was, you know, stolen, you know.
You've got it the other way around. When Republicans win, it's vote fraud. When Democrats win, it's an honest election.
Well, that's not how we're portraying it. We're portraying it as like Florida was legitimate. Who was that? Laura Loomer, when she lost her little Florida run, she immediately said it was voter fraud. So it's hard to say. I mean, the insiders could want DeSantis, too, you know? I mean...
Yeah, they might. They've been trying to get rid of Trump for a long time now. But the bottom line is, if we don't have an honest election system, we're a dictatorship. And, you know, they can take all our money, take our kids, send them off to war saying, well, you voted for this. I mean, we've got the record here, but we may have to wait for the current government to collapse like the Soviet Union and then really hardwire an election protocol into the new constitution that can't be changed except by an act of Congress. But yeah, letting private companies take over the election, that was like an engraved invitation for fraud.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's private banks. You know, the New World Order is a private corporate thing ran by bankers. So, you know, it's we don't want private corporations and banks to be running the counting machines, you know, but that's anyway, yeah,
yeah,
I agree,
but so. Everyone's got a kind of a nod and a wink attitude about this. I mean, you've got Katie Hobbs is running for governor of Arizona. She's already the Secretary of State, which means she runs the elections. And, you know, nobody, like, raised an issue when she declared for the governor's office saying, hey, you cannot be running for governor and be in charge of the elections. It's a conflict of interest. Nobody did. I remember, I think it was about 10 years ago, there was a member of Congress who owned his own voting company and, not surprisingly, won every election.
Well, my uncle lives in Arizona, and he hates Republicans, but he said that the, which is weird because he's also concerned about immigration, but he said that it's the Republican government, state government in Arizona that voted in this current system, you know, of mail-in ballots, and you're finding that a lot. I mean, these Republicans are, so I mean, I'm just not going to defend the Republican Party. I think, you know, they ran, when I was, election night, I tore up my ballot because just flipping through the television on NPR and all the kind of normie TV, it's just like, okay, you're going to we're going to cut Social Security, and, you know, I don't see anything that the Republicans have to offer. I mean, even this 10,000 loan forgiveness, you know, they
well, that's
they
Biden and the Democrats.
Nobody. Well, no, I'm for it. I mean, I the Republicans don't offer anything that helps the average person ever, and it's just all about privatizing Social Security, and you know that doesn't go over too well now that people are getting old and all they have is Social Security. I mean, if the Republicans keep attacking that every election, that's kind of what it comes down to. And then you had a lot of women that were motivated on
just,
the abortion
it's
thing.
It's not
too.
Just the Republicans. There have been Democrats out there as well saying we've, you know, these unfunded liabilities like Medicare and Social Security, they're going to have to be cut back. And there's actually a bipartisan agreement on that. And it's only a matter of time before it happens.
Well, they're unfunded because Reagan screwed up Social Security. I don't want to get into that. But
I'll
mean,
tell you who screwed up
the
Social
Republicans.
Security. Dan? Dan,
well,
Dan, my turn. No,
yeah.
It was Bill Clinton. Remember when Bill Clinton and his amazing federal budget surplus, that was all money from the Social Security Trust Fund. And ever since then, everyone would say Social Security's in trouble, Social Security's in trouble, because the Clinton administration took that trust fund, put it into the general treasury, and spent it as general revenue. And, you know, that money really did not belong to the government. It belonged to the working people of the United States. And Clinton effectively embezzled it.
Well, I mean, Reagan cut the tax. What is it? You make over 120 grand a year, you no longer pay into the fund. You know, he did that.
Well, no, he didn't say that. He put a cap on it. Okay?
Yeah.
That if you make your Social Security payment was a portion of your earnings up to that point, and then it was locked in.
Which okay? Blows a hole in the whole system for the billionaires, right? So it's all about cutting their taxes and blows a hole in the whole system.
No, Dan, you don't understand where Social Security went wrong. When it was originally set up, the idea was they were going to take a small deduction from every paycheck. They were going to invest it. And then when the worker reached retirement age, he would be given benefits out of that invested money. And it was not government money. The government merely managed it on behalf of the workers. The problem is that various politicians began to dip into that fund for their pork barrel projects, which never turned a profit. And that's where a lot of that money went, along, of course, with the fact that Clinton was just helping a billion here and a billion there for the rest of that. Anyway, Dan, got to let you go. I've given you a big chunk of time here. And Yeah. All right. See, thanks a lot for the phone call here. Getting on back to the economic news here, interesting development out of Pakistan. The finance minister said yesterday that the United States cannot stop Pakistan from purchasing Russian oil. And that's what they're going to be doing here. And so more and more, we're seeing that the U.S. does not get its way internationally. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I phoned to talk to you about taxpayer benefits, you know,
yes.
That's all pooled together. What do they call that now? Well, in the United States, even in Canada, they'd be called unfunded liabilities, right?
Yeah.
To a certain extent, I mean, up here in Canada, our CPP is managed by like a private company so that the federal government can't directly get involved in it.
That sounds like a workable solution.
Well, you know, it is growing, but, you know, obviously with recession, it's, you know, things are going to be slowing down. But what you were talking about with the Social Security and what Bill Clinton did, I mean, by now, you would think that in 2022 that would be common knowledge, because that happened over 20 years ago, Mike. That's like 25 years ago.
Yep.
Why don't people know this?
Well, they do if they tune into this show and this network and read my website, because I brought it up on numerous occasions. At the time, it wasn't made public because, Social Security was supposed to be the people's money managed for the people by the government. And it was supposed to be, you know, investing and turning a profit. And because it got looted so many times, not just by Clinton, others did it as well. It's reached a point where the Social Security taxes being paid by workers today are the benefits that retirees are receiving, and that's not the way it was supposed to work. It's evolved or devolved into a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, I mean, there's more IOUs than there is actually anything in the cookie jar. But I think it's supposed to be upwards around $5 trillion, isn't it, Mike?
I don't know the actual number right now.
I'm almost certain it's going to be something like that. But then, you know, and then there's Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are over the age of 65, I guess, or on disability, I would think, right?
Yes.
So that seems to work, doesn't it? You're on Medicaid.
Well, I don't know. I look back on the start of the COVID pandemic and how they were putting COVID patients into these nursing homes, you know, killing off a lot of elderly.
Yeah. Well, that happened up here, too.
Yeah.
That very same thing happened up here, and not to mention, like, they didn't even put any safeguards so that, you know, these long-term care homes, we'll call them, up here in Canada, there was a disproportionate amount of people that had died, and it was very quick. It was very, very quick.
Yeah.
And that could happen this year. You know, the influenza, and what's that other one, RSV?
Yeah, and monkeypox, they're waving that one around.
Well, they're not really doing that up here in Canada, but more and more people up here are wearing masks again. It's not mandated. I don't think anybody's going to try and pull that nonsense again. But you know, there is a healthcare crisis in this country. And we just had all the premiers of the provinces, which would be something like governors, right, in your country.
Mm-hmm.
They got together, and they couldn't come up with a consensus. Now, if you go to Trading Economics, I love that website, it actually shows that if you look at nurses and doctors, medical doctors in Canada, there are more now per capita than there ever has been, but there aren't as many hospitals and obviously hospital beds as there used to be.
Okay,
and it's gotten to the point.
Sorry to cut you off. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back
you.
To you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Al in Canada about various programs for retirees and pensioners and so forth. So, Al, if you could pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, thanks. I was talking about, I believe, the healthcare system in Canada. And this applies to your country as well, because I'm looking at this right now on Trading Economics. Mm-hmm. If you look at, under health, if you look at hospitals, I mean, it's just like a decline. I mean, it's going like boom. For instance, hospital beds in the United States have gone from almost 9 to just over 2.4 beds per 1,000 people in the last 50 years. The same with hospitals. Like the trend that's happening in the United States is the same trend that is happening in Canada, except for the fact that obviously a few hospitals have been built in the United States in the last 4 years, whereas in Canada they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the same thing. If you look at money in the United States and in Canada, and any country right now that's experiencing very high inflation, you're going to see two things that are exactly the same in all these countries. Number one, the central bank balance sheet skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the M0 money supply skyrocketed. You'll see the same thing in all these countries. And the question that people should be asking is, where did it all go? Where exactly did all this cash go? Because we don't know in Canada.
Somebody's pocket. Well, you know, look at all these billionaires. I mean, that didn't just fall from the sky like manna from heaven.
I know exactly what you're saying, because eventually any new currency that's created is obviously going to be, it's obviously going to be trickling up, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's kind of like looking at a sink in a faucet upside down.
Yeah.
Where you have the actual sink as the taxpayer, and it's coming from this little, this drop is going to this little, you know, this little faucet. It's actually kind of funny when you think about it that way. But,
well, that's one way of looking at it, yeah. But, I mean, the problem is to keep an economy healthy and running, you know, value, currency, commodity, whatever, has to flow continuously and be recycled. You know, it collects at the top naturally, but it has to be siphoned off and sent back to the bottom to keep the system going. And under our current situation, where there's all these tax breaks for the ultra-rich, the system has become lopsided, and wealth is not recirculating to the bottom of the economic pyramid.
No, that's happening in a lot of countries too, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Reagan changed the whole tack. Well, his handler, the World Bank guy, Reagan or something. What was that guy's name? He used to always be beside him in the videos. You know, they redid the whole tax code where, you know, the top earners weren't paying, you know, like 100, like even just to say 100%. 100% of your income is now taxed back. Well, their tax write-offs are just ridiculous because they can afford them. So a lot of these people would only be paying, you know, like 40 or 50%. But after Reagan, I mean, it was down to what were the numbers, Mike? Like 17%, 13%?
Yeah, something like that.
Whereas,
I mean, I know the Republicans like to talk about Reagan's tax cut, the biggest in history, but it was a tax cut for the wealthy, and it really didn't impact people, you know, middle class or working class people. Did not receive any benefit out of it.
Yeah. When he said he was going to let the bull loose, he was not kidding. But it was the other, what was coming out of the other end that he was letting loose, right?
Yes, right.
And there is a video on YouTube of Reagan talking, and like I said, I think it's a World Bank guy, right? Reagan or something like that is like, you know, nudging him. Come on, let's hurry this up. It's like right there. The guy's a banker. It shows who's really running the show.
Oh, bankers. Yeah.
And they are. And no one can dispute that. I mean, this guy with this Ponzi cryptocurrency thing, I mean, that's just one of the newest things. I mean, he's another Bernie Madoff.
Yes. Or Ken
and
Lay.
I don't say this too often because, you know, I don't like to talk about it, but isn't he Jewish?
Which one?
That Bankman guy. Bankman Fried.
I honestly do not know.
No. And like I said, I don't like to talk about this that often because, you know, it's kind of taboo, but at the same time, I would like to think that things are a little more honest than they are, but we all know that they're really not. I mean, look what's going on with Kanye, I guess, or didn't he shorten his name to Ye?
Yeah, there's that, and of course, how they came down hard on Alex Jones and Beth Harris. And, these are not the actions of a constitutional republic.
No, and then you have Brene Brith. Brene Brith right now is going nuts up here in Canada on somebody. I can't remember who it was. Before, you know, years ago it was that Topham guy out west. But they're also cracking down. They don't want some guy to do a concert in Montreal.
Al, yeah, I know. Al, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials.
I appreciate your time, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. When you first started the call and stuff, one of my neighbors rang my doorbell, and I talked to him for about 10 minutes. Wife's a director of nursing. He's got a master's degree. They're just the kind of people, great neighbors. Father's a career naval officer, they're moving to Japan. He called up to tell me that they're going over there to look for houses. Will I help watch his place while he's over there, since, of course, his neighbor is so screwed? But Mike. He said he's got a little girl. He's one of the people that I took the trick-or-treaters up to. What citizenship mean here? He could go over to his little girl wouldn't be a citizen, but what's that mean here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're paying for all this stuff and that's going on. We don't get anything back. The Constitution means nothing. Voting means nothing. It's mm-hmm. not going to get better. He said we considered moving to Florida or looking at Florida or Texas, but it's just prolonging the inevitable, you know. And when you look at what you just reported earlier on in the Ukraine, and this, by the way, that freed gentleman, he's Jewish as can be, And as a matter of fact, the guy in that, what's that, THX, what's it called? Is that?
FTX, right? Yeah.
What is it called?
FTX?
FTX.
Yeah.
That there was a black gentleman who was fired from there because he tweeted that I look around at FTX and there's nothing but Jews running it. It's completely. So at any rate, I sent that to you. But he got fired for saying that.
Yes,
nothing is going to change, Mike. And look at the cash flow. We're sending $100 billion over there. $60 billion will go unaccounted for, as CBS reported before it was pulled. And that's the kind of money. And, you know, we can send our $50 or $100 into our party, but what does that mean, really? And good for Al, because, yeah, you can't talk about who owns things. You can't talk and say the word Jews, but they are the bankers. They are the media. You know, they are the people running this this scam thing, and they keep, like, just like Bernie Madoff, just like, which one isn't? But nevertheless, they're running it all. We're not going to be able to change it. You know, Carrie Lake gets elected in Arizona, and it'll staunch the decline mildly. You know, the slope of the curve will raise by 10%, but it's still a downward 30% slope. I mean, there's no way to change this. And the key thing that Al said was, you can't talk about it. Doesn't like to talk about it because you can't talk about it. So how's it ever really going to change?
Well, I keep saying that I think the ultimate fate of this country is a Soviet Union-style collapse. And what we need to be doing is planning and preparing for the nation we want to have rise on these shores.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look at the modern Russian Republic versus the old Soviet Union.
Mike, yeah, but you know, let's face it. That's not beyond our control. And it would take thousands and thousands of dead to make that happen.
I'm not talking civil war or revolution. I'm talking about a government falling apart.
I understand, like Romania,
in the aftermath of an economic crash.
Yeah, I hear you, but how often does that happen? Well, that's an anomaly.
We've had a couple of major dips. You know, 1929 comes to mind here.
1929. What do you mean? You mean the stock market collapse?
Yeah, which led to the Great Depression.
Yeah. Well, we're going about to do that right now.
Yeah, we are.
Government doesn't care. And by the way, what does it mean? They don't take care of veterans. I'm glad I don't have to rely on the veterans pharmaceutical thing. Nothing goes to us. We're being looted six ways from Sunday by these guys. Our foreign policy has been misappropriated and is risking us all with nuclear war. These wars are nothing to get these guys just filthy rich with their billions of dollars in corruption. Mr. 10%, you're goddamn right it's Mr. 10%. And it's been that way for years, and he's the worst of them all, Biden, or at least the regime that we've got right now. It's not going to change. It's going to take Dracula's castle being stormed with pitchforks and torches. And that's the only way these guys, with their immense wealth, with their immense surveillance state, with every single institution co-opted, FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, Justice Department, you know, all of that. It just isn't going to go away, Mike.
Well, I obviously disagree with you. I mean, you know, when Rome fell, it collapsed.
300 years for Rome to fall.
Say again?
No. It took 300 years for Rome to finally collapse and fall.
Well, you know, we're in the middle of the collapse process now here in the U.S., and with faster communications and so forth and so on, I don't think it's going to take 300 years. I mean, this FTX default could trigger a domino across tech stocks, and we could see a stock market crash. And, you know, people tend to vote with their wallets, and, you know, if their life savings are wiped out, they're not going to see the government as a savior. You know, like they did in more innocent, naive times. They're going to say the government messed up this country. It's bad management, and, you know, bad management has to go.
Well, that's, you know, we had this exact same conversation in the derivatives crisis.
Yes.
When there was, when they lied about how many trillions of dollars that it was. And what was the response to that? The government bailed out the banks.
Yes.
They bailed out the billionaires.
Well, we bailed out the banks.
The government is the billionaires.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not going to, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way the system is set up.
Well, so, I guess I'm a little more optimistic than you, or maybe hopeful is another word I could use. Because, again, looking at history, no empire, no matter how tyrannical, has ever survived indefinitely. The average lifespan of a kingdom or an empire, you know, is generally around 200 years. And even Rome, while it kept the name Rome, went through several civil rebuilding. There was, you know, it began as a republic. Then you had the age of the emperors. And then, you know, the emperors just ran it into the ground.
Well, you know, look at the British Empire, which has been, in some of our lifetimes, at least part of it was. And,
yes.
You know, they lost their empire. We're losing our empire now.
Yes, we are.
The empire part of our has been in decline for 30 years.
Yes.
But, overseas, our foreign vassals, we're losing them. We're hemorrhaging them like crazy.
Yes, we are.
But it's not, loosening the grip in the claws of these billionaire bankers that have us in their clutches. You know, we're losing the empire, but they still got us, and it gets more and more repressive every day. More people are Kanye and Kyrie Irving, just the latest two, who happen to open their mouth and say something. You can't say anything.
I remember what they did to Dolly Parton, you know, when...
Yep.
She talked about, the ethnic makeup of management in Hollywood, and that was the end of her career.
It's the end of everybody's career. You're not hearing Whoopi Goldberg come out and saying anything because, you know, she's been completely, they made her get down on her knees and suck, and like they're doing to everybody.
Let's avoid graphic images like that because I think there's some young people listening to the show. And the school district, I don't think sex and porn is good for kids.
Right. Neither the drive, by the way. Look who controls the porn industry, by the way. While we're on that.
Yeah.
It's endless. It's endless. But the empire's collapsing has been in collapse for,
yes.
We haven't won a war forever. You know, we've been we're thrown out of
we
Iraq,
don't even admit we're having wars.
Pardon me?
We don't even admit we're having wars. It's a police action or an incursion or an intervention. But the people on the ground catching bullets, they think it's a good simulation of a war.
Yeah. I mean, but whatever it is that they're calling it, they're denying, we're losing them.
Yeah, we are.
Whatever they are, we're losing them. We're being kicked out. We can't handle goat herders in Afghanistan the horrible fractionized Iraq or whatever. We can't we can't impose our will anymore. And one of those reasons is these bankers and politicians are so rapacious that they've made our military a money making for them proposition. It's not about winning wars or defending the United States about getting
Eisenhower
them rich.
Spotted that.
They're totally ineffective.
Eisenhower spotted that. He warned us. Anyway, listen, Peter, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I got other callers on the line here I want to get to, so thank you very much for the call. And before I take the next calls, I want to share a story with you when you're talking about the decline of hospitals and so forth and so on. When I was living on Oahu, there was a hospital that had actually gone out of business, and the owners of the facility were trying to find somebody to buy it, and just dragged on month after month. They couldn't find it. So ultimately, they rented it out as a set to the Lost production. And for all the scenes where they're, you know, in a hospital and the doctor is doing his doctoring thing. And that was all done at that defunct hospital place. All right, Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Tom. Okay, call back in, Tom. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, what isn't on my mind, dear? Hello to you, young man, and to that young lady by your side.
Well, actually, she's across the hall at the moment, but I'll tell her.
That works. I have to agree about one assessment about the soft porn, hard porn, whatever you want to call it, because, quite frankly, I get enough of that on my cell phone as is that it makes me want to hurl. I have to worry about blocking, which I really shouldn't be the one having to block the garbage anyway. Anyway, when I hear this thing about, now I'm going to get heavy on you, and I'm going to probably tick a lot of people off. I usually do, just to forewarn you.
Okay.
When I hear this thing about do this, do that, and whatever else have you, I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I think about and process of terminology, I'm thinking, okay, there's like at least two or three different versions of Jewish people to start with. So the question is, which one is being referred to as far as the banker industry is concerned or other industry is concerned? Secondly, if I recall correctly, Joshua ben Joseph, Yeshua, Jesus, whatever name you choose to refer to this young man that went through a lot of grief at the time. And thankfully, he wasn't a woman. That would have been a real nightmare. But
yeah.
Anyway, she would have been stoned and murdered right there on the spot. Quite frankly, when he was nailed to the wood, he was labeled as king of the Jews as a result. So when I think about the cross-reference, especially for people that claim that they're Christian, regardless of what tradition of Christianity it might be, mind you, I wonder, okay, if he's king of the Jews, then what's this whole uproar about people that are Jewish, depending on which version of that is concerned, and how does that relate to him or not? So I'm posing that question as a, dare I say, a scientific point of view. Dare I saying that, because I'm a very illogical person, but I contemplate that thought, and I'm wondering, okay, who's pulling whose leg intellectually, spiritually, religiously, monetarily? So I'll let you have at it.
Well, boy, you covered a lot of territory there. And
thank you.
My general attitude is I like to discourage people painting with a broad brush, whether it's the Jews or the Hispanics or the Blacks or the Nemptons or whatever.
Got it.
And, you know, I prefer talking about individuals. Now, as far as Hollywood is concerned, speaking from experience, there are a lot of sharks in Hollywood, and they come from all different persuasions and ethnicities, and there's a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood who are really very good. They love their craft. They've worked to get there. And, you know, my absolute very best friend when I was working in show business was Renee Valenti, who was this very well-known producer. And, you know, she was an absolute love. You know, I had no problem with her whatsoever. And in fact, I miss her. I mean, she passed away a while ago.
Crossing over. Nothing else like it. Well,
okay.
I was trying to figure that out because when I hear people talk in a derogatory fashion about a certain ethnic background, and I'm wondering, are we talking about religiously speaking or otherwise?
Well, that gets a little bit blurred because, you know, a lot of what we consider to be the Jewish population are actually converts from other people, other races, other religions. The Ashkenazi Jews came out of Central Asia from a group called the Khazarians. And so
well, the reason why I inquire that is because, one, my perception is that for people that are presented as being Jewish, that comes from the country of Israel, it, to me, is actually Israeli, not Jewish. So that's
that's good.
I mean, because then, hence you have the aspect of confusion of terminology about who was what, and the same thing is saying for a semblance of that, for someone who happens to be Asian, depending on whether or not they're Chinese, Japanese, Korean, you name it, take one.
Vietnamese, Cambodian, so forth and so on, yes.
Thank you. And so as a result, it's like, okay, when people start getting the terminology confused and twisted or whatever to fit a certain fancy, I start wondering, okay, who's kidding who?
Well, I don't think it's kidding. I think, unfortunately, people get intellectually lazy, and it's just easier to say
like
all
that.
Of these people are doing something bad rather than do the necessary work to say there are individuals here that are engaged in some questionable actions. Okay, Francis, I got to let you go. We're almost to the end of the show, and I got a bunch of phone calls I need to get to.
Have a great
one. Thank you, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. Now, in 2020, when Trump was still president, if you don't mind me asking, what was the price of gasoline where you were? It was like, what, $2 a gallon?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now what's the price? The price is what, $6, $7?
No, not where we are. The price is just a hair under $4.
Under $4, okay. Now, what level-headed American is going to vote for a regime who doubled or perhaps tripled the price of their gasoline? I don't
Nobody
see
that I know of.
So, right. So when someone tries to say that the election was, it was because, some politician didn't do the right thing, or some Republican didn't do the right thing, I have a hard time believing that, so...
it's clear that both parties are working to protect the secret that our elections are not honest, because both parties obviously
be
should be benefiting.
Well, that could be true, but nevertheless, one would expect that you wouldn't vote for the same nitwit a second time. But that money, by the way, that extra money that they're that's a tax they're putting on, that's going to the war in Ukraine. In the military.
Yeah, and then there's a piece of it is getting sliced off and laundered through FTX and comes back to Democratic campaigns.
Well, there you go. I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Glad you're back here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. First off, I heard a great show last night, late night, and a couple other shows. And let's go here. Let's go with this, Mike. Let's go with Dave Chappelle. Okay, Dave Chappelle is telling Kanye, there's two words you don't ever say. And you know what those two words are, right, Mike?
No, I don't, actually.
It's called the Jew.
Oh.
Don't do that, or you're going to get barred from Hollywood or whatever you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the lady caller called in a minute ago, I want to tell her something that she needs to understand, as far as I feel. You want to bring religion into this. The way Kanye West and a lot of these guys can tell these Jews that they're not in the right is when they say, hey, listen, I'm a Jew for Jesus. And that's what I tell them. No rabbi or nobody's going to call me an anti-Semite because I'm a Jew for Jesus. Now, as far as you're talking about Hollywood, Mike, let's not forget who they are. They're Ashkenazi. You got the Ashkenazi and you got the Sephardi. And who's won in Hollywood? A sect of Jews run in Hollywood. Who was Epstein? Who was Weinstein? And who are all these fiends? Are they Ashkenazi or are they Sephardi, Mike?
I would have no way of knowing. I honestly do not know.
If you had to take a guess, who would you guess?
I'm not even going to take a guess here. I know that there are good people.
Okay, Mike,
it's mixed. Okay, I mean,
we'll say it's mixed. It's 50-50. We'll say it's 50-50. Okay, it could be Sephardi, Ashkenazi. Now, there are some wonderful Jews. There's no question about it. There is.
Yeah,
but a lot of these Jews are some demonic, Mike, and their ideology of taking on our government.
Tom. Okay, you can't say a lot of these people are whatever. We don't really know. There may be a few that grab the headlines and make things worse for everybody. But again, you know, I'd rather deal with individuals and not paint with that broad brush.
Okay, Mike, so let me go back to Dave Chappelle. Mike, Dave Chappelle said something that Arsenio Hall was not able to say 30 years ago with Louis Farrakhan. He wasn't the kind of comedian that could spin this the way that Chappelle was able to do Saturday Night Live, number one.
Mm.
Okay, Louis Farrakhan was talking about this 30 years ago, what Chappelle was talking about with the slave trade and all this, but they kicked Arsenio off the air. Chappelle got away with it because he's hosting Saturday Night Live. Now, Mike, let's ask ourselves this. We got 100 senators in the United States of America.
Yes.
Seven of them right now currently are Jewish, or Jewish persuasion. You got a guy that lied his ass off Blumenthal in Connecticut, and the people still voted for him. And I looked it up. The state of Connecticut has not even 15% of Jewish population, yet they're voting for a guy who told everybody when he was running for his office in the Senate that he was in Vietnam. And people still put him in office again for another 6 years against a nice woman who tried to tell the truth, the whole truth,
Hang on, Tom, we keep coming back to this impasse where you're saying this group of people voted for this and this other group voted for that and single women voted Democrat. We don't really know because we don't have the accurate numbers. The results of the election are a fiction. They're a fairy tale, and we can't draw any conclusions from those election results to make any kind of quality judgment on any segment of the population.
You're right, Mike. So guess what, Mike? I guess right now that Carrie Lake's going to lose Arizona governorship. They're going to lock 5 million illegals in the state of Arizona. Carrie Lake's losing her election. The people in Arizona are all crazy and whatever. So they're allowing 5 million illegals to pour into the country. Fentanyl's all over the place. And Carrie Lake's going to lose because she's telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And she's going to lose to a woman who won't even debate her. So is that the kind of electorate we got, Mike? Is that what we got for electorate? Is that what kind of imbeciles we got in our government, in our country, not even following the Constitution of America? And by
they're definitely not Jeffersons and Washingtons and, people of that quality. And, again, you know, we were never supposed to have a permanent ruling class. Being in government was supposed to be a part-time honor only. And instead, we've evolved this permanent class of rulers who really don't know what they're ruling. They're clueless when it comes to basic technology. Now, I forget who it was who said the Internet is like a bunch of tubes. And just, we're out of there.
Mike, I have to tell you, they're very good. The spinmeisters are very good trying to pit Donald Trump against DeSantis. If they do that, the Republicans are going to keep losing. They're going to lose their ass off. DeSantis needs to hold back, sit back, like I told you last week. He needs to wait till 2028 when his time is coming. He needs to back Trump. He needs to say,
He's getting that advice from a lot of people right now, okay? He's
definitely better take that advice, because if not, I'll sit out the election. I don't care. I know a lot of people will sit it out. I don't care. 24, I'll sit it out. If they're going to run DeSantis,
I'll tell you what might happen. And this would be a disaster, I think. The Republican Party might actually split in two. And that, of course, would hand future control of this country to the Democrats for decades to come.
And that's what they want, Mike. And that's what they want. Mike, again,
I know the
you
Democrats
hate me
want a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union.
Mike, again, look at all these illegal aliens coming in here that are going to be voting Democrat in the next 100 years. This is generational,
man. I understand that. I understand that, and it's a major, major problem. But again, my number one problem on the list of things that we have to deal with is a fraudulent election system. And until we fix that, we don't have a chance of ever dealing with any of these other problems peacefully.
Mike, let me ask you a question. How come Florida got it right and nobody else basically did? Why can't they adopt the model of Florida? Why can't they adopt the model of Florida nationwide, Mike?
It's up to every single state. And people are corruptible. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show, and thank you very much here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help in these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.